You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Hashkochas Hashem is tremendous. We start the shiur on delving into the nuschos hatfilas vehamitzvos through the ma'agal achayim, through the cycle of life, starting, of course, with bris milah, the first mitzvah, kedushin chavtes aman aleph, and then a father performs on behalf of his son, writes the mishnah chayiv aviv to do what? Limolo v'levdoso l'lamdo tayru la'asi yuishu v'chulei. So we start out with what? The obligation of a father to give his son a bris milah, and that coincides with this week's parsha. Parsha Lech Lecha, what's the one mitzvah? Parshas Lech Lecha. All right, to save a chinuch yishva mitzvah achas vehi mitzvah smila. Shenemar perket zayin zos brisi asher tishma b'nei v'neichem ein zarucha achrucha himo lachem kol zohar. And this is the parsha of Avayomol Avraham es Yitzchak b'no. And this is the parsha of that Avram Avinu gives a bris milah to his son, the last pasuk in the fourth aliyah, Chafal of Dalid. Vayomol Avram Esitzu Beno Ben Shmonas Yomim Kasher Tzivo So Elokim. And this is the week we start bris milah. And this is the parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avram Avinu gives himself a bris milah. And then, of course, in Vayira, when he gives a bris milah to his son Yitzchak. Start with an interesting fact. Instead of a milsim b'dichusa stav, let's turn to Isaac Asimov's Book of Facts at page 281. Listen to this. In order to test whether acquired characteristics could be inherited, the German biologist August Friedrich Weissmann cut the tails off of 22 generations of mice soon after birth, and he found that each one nevertheless continued to give birth to mice with full-sized tails. And no one knows why he bothered. If he stopped to think, he'd have realized that more than 22 generations of Jewish boys have been circumcised soon after birth, and each newborn Jewish boy comes into the world with a full-sized foreskin. And what's he testing the mice for? And you see, he wasted all his time. Acquired characteristics, could they be? Could they not be inherited? All he had to do was think about the Yiddishkeit. So why then didn't Hashem have us all born circumcised? If it is such a milah, I want to create the men already that way from the outset. Ad kedei kach, and that we have a Midrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, and that actually lists as seven people that were born Nol and Mohol. And we have another list, born already circumcised, in the second perek of Avos Torah Nosim, we have 14 people listed already as Nol and Mohol. We see it's a Gemalik Amayla, Adam, Shais, Yaakov, Chulei. And we have a whole number of people, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara and Sota. Noah, if it's such a Milo, so why wasn't every Jewish newborn male born already circumcised? Has so many different explanations. One of them being the Alkut Sofer and Parshas Lech Lecha. And he says, well, think about it. If every Jew came out circumcised and every non-Jew didn't come out circumcised, and then it would be, writes the Alkut Sofer and Parshas Lech Lecha, Merci Kishtei Rishuyas, and would look to the world like there are two gods. There's one God creating the Jewish people and one God creating everybody else in the world. And this way Hashem Yisparach says, what? I'm going to have every Jewish newborn male come out in identical fashion, but then I'm going to have you wait until 8 days until you receive a bris milah. The question, of course, is, so why wait 8 days? If it's coming lafuke that we shouldn't have a chshash, a merci kishtei reshuyas, and the hainu will have special tzaddikim who are zocha to be nol and mohol, and it doesn't mean they're bigger tzaddikim than anybody else, Avraham Avinu, and bedavka is not the nol and mohol, and part of the idea is the Medrash Tanchuma makes it very clear in the beginning of Tazria, and the idea being, Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, if Mila is such a chashuv azach, why didn't Hashem just create all the Jewish boys already circumcised and nol and mohol? To which Rabbi Akiva responded, because the whole Tachlis of Bria is what? I want you to be mashlim yourselves. Now, what did we read in the story of the creation narrative? Going back, flipping to Parshas Bereishis. Everything in the world was Asher Bora Elokim La'asos. God made everything in the world to do what? He writes the Ramban to bring in Lidei Asiya. He writes the Leshem. Hashem brought everything into the world on Yidei Bria, and then he gave it a Yetzira. What's Bria? Creatio ex nihilo. Creation, yesh meyayin. Something from nothing. That's a Bria. And what's a Yetzira? Once something already exists in this world, and when you give it a designed shape or features, When you give it certain features and form, and then you're taking a chomer and you're giving it to tzura, and that's lashon of yitzira. After this, a ma'aseh of a bria. And what is asiya? Asiya represents the gemar tikkun adover, the makib apatish. And when you complete something, and that's when it's called an asiya. You bring it lidei shleimusa. And that's the siyum of the milsa. That's the makib apatish. Hashem says, I didn't create the world for fun. I created the world, and I'm putting you human beings into it so that you could bring it lidei shleimusa. Musa, I want you to be mashlim of the world. You're going to fix the world. You're going to finish the world. I gave it a sense of a bria. I gave many things a tzura as well. I gave it shape, form, and features. And now the tachlis habria is bringing lidei shleimusa. I want you to be masakin, and I want you to fix it. And that's where Rabbeinu Avraham and I grew up. And his ber Avraham and Tehillim Tzadiyei Hey, I says that's why. Notice we don't do anything in the water because we don't live in the water. Sa'ar shelo hayam. Alright, so of Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, Asher lo hayam, the waters of the world belong to God. 70% of the universe, 70.78% of the universe. And God owns the seven seas, seven skies. He owns 70%. And that is the waters of the world. Of course, Lashem Aretz Maloa. But we can't live, we can't breathe, submerged under the surface of the water. We don't build, we don't create. In fact, 91%, according to Plus Biology magazine, up as much as 91%. Of marine creatures have yet to be discovered, identified, and labeled. 91% with all the creatures that we have. Again, they're different. The Raven writes there are 1,209 different species in the sea. Yehuda Felix, the biologist from Eretz Yisrael, and Chaim Tzemach Torah talks about as many as 30,400 different species. And that's not, we haven't even discovered a 91% of the creatures. That world belongs to God. That's not our world. We don't know that world. So what happens? Asher lo hayam, and the Huas. So God already bought it the day Asiya. It's done. He doesn't need us. Thus, when you take a fish out of the sea, you don't need to shecht it. Why? Because what's shechita? A men give themselves a bris milah. What's the bris milah? Writes the Chizkuni, writes the Sforno in this week's Parsha Lech Lecha. Writes the Maral and Gur Aryeh and Parsha's Bo. Bris milah, Alpi the Medrash Tanchuma Tazria, is the way that a man highlights, I'm not complete. I'm not complete until I get myself bris milah. Why wouldn't Hashem make us already complete? The whole Tachlis is Hashem says you're incomplete. Again, we know that until man gets married, he's incomplete. Once he gets married, he's finished. The job of the Bria is you got to finish yourself. You got to complete yourself. And you have to complete the world. And therefore, when you have something from the Yam, you don't have to go in and do Shechita. What Shechita? The same way we have to do an act of circumcision to be Mashlim ourselves, because the whole idea of a Shlama is we don't add something on. It's a fascinating irony. How you Mashlim yourself? By removing an unnecessary part. And when man and wife, removing the besulim is the hashlama. Kibolaych osayich the hashlama. And the gemar tikkun adover v'hayul basarachon is the removal of besulim. A man removes the arla by bris milah. That's his hashlama. How you mashlam animals? Sefer Tanya Perek Zayin. How you makadish the animals? Shechita. What's that cutting away? And because the maral says the whole Indian of a bris is what? You don't add something on. You do a krisas bris and you show that your sholem is what? As that I can't get the hashlama on my own. I need to merge with the Bria. I need to merge with someone else. I need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to cut away a piece of myself to unite with the spouse, with my other half. And that's a Kareesah's Bris. You have to cut away a piece of yourself in order to show that you're not complete unless you join with other people, unless you join with the Revolution. Bris Mila is the means by which we join to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And thus you have to cut away an unnecessary piece. Animals, shechita, cut into the jugular vein, cut away, and that's mashal on them, right? So, Rabbeinu Avraham and Agro, a fish, shechita minayam, chulun chavav amrebeis, a sifa minayam, you don't need a mice of shechita, take the grasshoppers, also, same thing, but take the fish, a fish right out of the sea, and you don't need to shech them, because they're already done. Fish, dog, gematria, 4 and 3 is 7, 7 is sholem. It's already sholem, that's the dogi hayam, they're already a done deal, that's why they don't need to speak, we need to speak to to accomplish. Are the only creatures in the world that don't communicate via sound? All right, the Maral chapter 39, and that's a chisol, the fish. They don't need to speak, they don't need to communicate. They're already done, they're a done deal. And therefore writes the Arizal in the Kutei Torah Parsha Shmini, that when a tzaddik has to come back to this world, famous case in months of years ago, the talking fish, and it's already in Arizal. And the story, whether it's true or not, but a tzaddik comes back as a gilgal of a fish. Why? Because the tzaddik kaman is already done. He's already 99% there. He needs a little ashlama. He needs somebody to catch the fish and make a brok on it and eat it Friday night suda. And he's already done. The fish kilo already done. Ashalo hayam hu aso aibad b'yabeshes. And this world, yad of yatsaru. Hashem gave it a yatsira. He formed the mountains, the hills. And now what do we have to do? We have to build it up. We have to be mashlim the world. And we have to be mashlim ourselves. Therefore writes the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Beis Parshas Lech Lecha, and what's the shorish of the Mitzvah of Milah? And Mishor Shei Mitzvah Zu writes, many attributed to the Ra'ah, and writes the Baal HaChinuch, Alafi Sherotza Shem Yisporach Lekvoa Ba'am Asher Hivdil Aliyos Nikra Al Shmo Os Kavua Begufa. Hashem says, I called you my chosen people, my chosen nation. I want you to engrave and embed into your physiological makeup, into your anatomy. I want you to make an Os, a sign that's kavua and that's embedded into your goof, la'avdilam, to separate you mishara am b'mitzuras gufa, to highlight kemoshei mevdol me'am mitzuras nafshosa. And you have a different neshama than a guy. If your neshama spiritually differs from a guy, Hashem says it's not just your neshama, your goof is different from a guy. When he gets to the mitzvah tzitzis, alright, it's the same mitzvah chinuch. You're not just different in neshama, you're different in goof. And when it comes to mitzvah tzitzis barash shlach, you're different in your begodim. You dress differently than the guy, and that's highlighted by mitzvah tzitzis. You are different than the nations of the world. Asher motzamu mufam einenu shofet. Avenikva hevdel begolas azov lefi. Ashu siva lekevamin. It's dafka. And the Abraham Tashmish, why? Because that's what reproduces, and that's what continues all of history. Mavanchi ishbo tashlim tursaguf. And it's the way of now being mashlim yourself. The Amma Nivkar. Chavetz Hashem Yisbaruch Lahashlim Tchunaso. Hashem wants you to be mashlim yourselves. Avarotz Liyos Hashlama Ayadei Adam. Avlo Baruch Sholem Yibetem. Hashem did not create us complete. And he said, what? I want you to go ahead and complete yourselves. Alirmos Elov, Akikasher Tashlim Tzuris Gufo Yodo, Akeim Yodo Lahashlim Tzuris Nafsho, Behesher Pulosav. Everything in the physical world is an echo of what's taking place in the loftier spiritual realm. And the whole idea of coming into this world is be mashlim your neshama and fulfill your tafkid. Hashem says, look, every day I'm going to give you that sign of bismillah, and you need to be mashlim your goof, and through the recognition, the awareness of having to bring your physical anatomy to a state of completion, and that will be a service, as a constant reminder, you have to bring your neshama to a constant state of completion. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. Asanel, listen to Edasa Kenem Ibali Yataisvus. How do we start Bris Milah? How Bris Milah begins, and we'll see how far into the Nusach we get today. But as Seder Bris Milah begins, and we're talking about the Nuschos of the Brachas and the Tfilas, it starts with what? Baruch Haba! Baruch Haba, this isn't made up. The Rishonim already mentioned Bala, Tanya Rabasi, Rabbi David Avadrom, the Sefer Hamanik, and it's already one of the Bala Yataisis. Listen to Adas, the Kingdom of Bala Yataisis, and next week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera. And what do the Pasuk say? Vayamal Avram is Yitzhak Beno, Ben Shmonas Yamim Kashetzivo Solo Kim. As we see that what? He gave him Bris Milah at 8 days. Idea being Yitzchak is the Omen Havoda. And what is the ideal Zman for Bris Milah? At the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Ova Yoma Shmini Yimo Basar Lasso. And now, parenthetically, we mentioned in the past that I saw in an old Torah journal, a Yarchad Kola Torah, and that somebody found Ksovim, Kisveyan manuscripts of the Alter Mikel. And the Alter Mikel said that two things in life always reminded him, and that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, not that he needed reminders, but he said two things showed Hashkochas Hashem to him more than anything else. And he says, when it comes to the Arab world, and which is the one nation that tries to rob us of our identity, Yishmael, that's not Yisrael, it's Yishmael. We have the relationship to the God of Abraham, and the Temple Mount belongs to us. It wasn't Sarah, it was Hagar. It's not Yitzchak, it's Yishmael. And based on Mikdash, a temple, you never had it. And we're going to destroy the ruins, we're going to destroy any remnant, any last vestige of your holy temple. He says, if the Arabs are all about stripping us of our identity. And they want to claim, writes the Sforno, that it wasn't about Sarah, it was about Hagar was the chosen ideal wife. And wasn't the son Yitzchak, Yikor Lechazera, it was rather Yishmael. And then asks the altar of Kel, says, I don't understand. He says, if you're going to steal the name, what's the first description, the first title that's accorded to Avram Avinu? And we have this week's parasha. What is the name? Avram Ivri. Avram Ivri is the first title that he gets. So we're called Ivrim. Why are we called Ivrim? To highlight. And we're the descendants, the scions of Avram Ivri. He says the Arabs want to steal our identity. So what should they have called themselves? The Ivrim, the Hebrews, and what do they call themselves? Aravim, how did they mess it up? Afreg, the Altamikelm, they blew it. And they didn't know Hebrew. Avram Ivri, the Ivrim. And they mixed up the Bays and the Rash, and they called themselves the Aravim. What's Aravim? Arivrav. Arivrav and Ravuvia. And they're just wild people all over the place. How could they mess that up? It's clearly Ashkochas Hashem. And we are the descendants of Avram Ivri. And we alone are labeled what? The Ivrim and the Gavya no Shaykhist Avram Ivri. And then he says, number two, if they read, have they read the Chumash? They know the Old Testament, have the label by which they refer to it. What does the Pasuk state clearly? Baruch al bidcha ketana, at the outset of Tazriel, ubayoma shmini yimosor laso. So what do? They all give brismila. Oh, brismila, we're the chosen people. And we also circumcise our Jewish newborn males. And when they 13. Get to 13, why? Because it happens to me that Yishmael was 13. And didn't they read the Chumash? It happens to me that Yishmael was 13 years old when Avraham Avinu was given the tzivui. But the Torah says that Yitzchak got it in 8 days. And that means what? After Hashem gave him the tzivoy, Avram Avinu waited because he understood this is the ideal man. And if you don't know Parshas Vayera, at least fast forward to Tazria. And the Torah states mighty clearly, Ubayom HaShemini, Yimo Masar Laso. How did they mess it up? They wait until 13 years old and they messed it up, even though the Torah clearly states the mitzvah given as to give a brismila on day number 8. And must be that it's Hashkochas Hashem. A brismila is ours. Unlike the Sefer Chinuch, it's very good. And the Rambam already, the Sefer Chinuch very often goes on the heels of the Rambam. And the Rambam talks about it in Amor Nevukim, his guide to the perplexed, and Chayle Gimel, and Perek Mem Tes. And the Rambam says the two main mitzvah reasons for the mitzvah Milo, number one is to be Mamait, Taibas HaMishkal, it diminishes the lust that people have. But number two, he says, the Ikka reason is that I'm giving you a gift, Klai Yisol, to show you're different than the nations of the world. I'm elevating you, I'm giving you a Simon. That's the Chizkuni, that's the Sforno, that's the Maral, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. I'm giving it to you. So the very mitzvah, the Yisod Mila is, I'm making you Klai Yisol special, you have it, and the nations of the world don't. So even if you have a nation like Yishmael, and the Arabs are going to give themselves and steal our mitzvah, they still mess it up big time. They wait until 13 years old. And when it's 8 days, you see what? Because it belongs to the Jews. Because they have no shaykhus. It belongs to Klai Yisrael. And that's it. And that's why the Zohar Kodesh says, the only other nation that's ever had success in Eretz Yisrael is the land of Kedusha. And writes the Zohar Kodesh, you can't live and Eretz Yisrael and have a kiyum, any sense of kvius, unless you have bris mila. And notice, you can have the Ottoman Empire, the British, the Turks, Mechula, you can have all these people, they can never establish an ongoing sense of kvius. The only two people, Klai Yisrael and the Arab world. Why? Writes the Zohar. Zohar already predicted this about 1500 years ago. How did the Zohar tell us? In order to have a schus kiyum, a nitzchius in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have bris mila. Writes the Zohar, so what's going to get Yishmael out? Yishmael, they do Mila, but they don't do Priya. They don't reveal the Torah. Amavul aparakidu lomal. They don't do a complete bris mila, so they could be in Eretz Yisrael for a while because they have some schus kiyum, but they can't stay in Eretz Yisrael for good because they don't have priya. Only Klai Yisrael that has both. We are mashlim ourselves, and we're the only ones who can have the kiyum. So that's why we wait until day number 8, and to show that what we come out male the same way as the non-Jewish counterparts, but we wait until day number 8. Now, why do we wait until day number 8? So the Medrash Harabba actually says the reason is because the dam, it's not healthy for the child until 8 days. Only in 8 days is the blood already. The boy is healthy enough that we can give him a bris mila. That's why sometimes, of course, the bris has to be delayed. But writes the Maral in a number of places. The reason why Hashem chose Biyom HaShemini Yim HaMersar Laso is because 8, as we mentioned many a time, corresponds to Lamayla Menateva. As we saw from the Chinuch, the Maral, the whole Yisod of bris mila is you're different than all the nations of the world. You're Lamayla Menateva. Your neshama is different, and yes, your body is different, and the difference in the body is a constant reminder that indeed your neshama is different than the neshama of a guy. Mela, what does Hashem Yisbaruch do? He says, I'm going to make you all physically the same, and you're going to be mashlim yourselves on day number 8. And why day number 8? You're going to wait until the Maylam and Ateva. Same way that 7 represents completion in the Olam Ateva, Shiva, Sviya, completion, satisfaction. That's why Neshama's Osios Shmona. Your Chelik that's the Maylam and Ateva is Osios Shmona, Osios Neshama. That's the Maylam and Ateva. So therefore, God says to highlight and to emphasize that you're coming into this world into a different nation. That's lamaylam and atzeva. You're going to wait until day number 8, and day number 8 you're going to give a bris milah. And now we get to the nusach. So what's baruch haba? All right, the dasa kenev vali atzoisus. And now that the Torah told me Avraham gave Yitzhak a bris, ben shmonas yamim.
Haba is 8.
Mechavein, achshav noagin ha'olam, kishem evian katan the beis ha'knesses limol. The minhag is when we bring the child into the shul to give him bris milah. Omer baruch haba, already the rishayim. Why do we say baruch haba lefi? Shehaba, the word shehaba, ole shmona begamatria, v'hainu baruch hanim ole shmona, a baruch haba, hey beis aleph, a baruch haba, we made it to the 8th day, baruch haba, a baruch haba, b'shem Hashem, writes the Abba Drum. What do we say? Onim ha'omdim sham. And we see the Rishonim, you make it very clearly that we're supposed to stand when the child comes in. Mm-hmm. And we all stand up. And what do those who are standing say? We do what? And we go ahead and we welcome the child in with the words Baruch Haba. And because right to the other drum, Anogu Kishamachnis and Ayelah the Makoma Vadli Mulu, to the place where everyone assembled, Omer Hamoel Bakoram Baruch Haba, Veha'am Onin B'Shem Hashem. So not everybody does that. A Baruch Haba is, let's welcome the child. It's a special child. And we'll see in a moment the Medrash, and that the child's more special than we think he is. But writes the Avraham, we should actually answer, B'Shem Hashem. And what's the reason? Hatam Baruch Hanim Olashmoni Yom, Kiminyan Haba, it's Kimachio, the word Haba. And that's why we make the statement, Baruch Haba. And now it's more than that. What is the idea of a bris, we said, and we are bringing the child into bris shel Avraham Avinu, into a different realm, into a realm that's lamaylam and atzeva. All right, the Yoruch HaShulchan and Yoredei Simon Reish Samachay Sefei, he's explaining the bracha of lachnisa lebris shel Avraham Avinu. And he writes as follows. He says, I have a question that bothered me. He says, every other mitzvah, when do you do a mitzvah? When are you chai? When are you obligated in mitzvahs? A Mishnah Perkeos, Perkei Mishnah Chafalev, Ben Shlosha Srei Lemitzus. When a boy gets to the age of 13, and the female counterpart, when a girl gets to the age of 12, and now the Tosfos HaRosh talks about a Svara, as does the Rama Perish Mishnah, it's Anidim and Mehem and Beis, but the Rosh himself writes in Chuvas, Klal Tezayin and Os Aleph, it's Halacha Lemoshe Misina. That's when we know the ages of 13 and 12. So when does every mitzvah start? What does it kick in? The night of 13 years old in one day, the night of 12 years in one day. I asked the Yoruch HaShulchan, why is the only mitzvah? And now, again, children do many mitzvahs, but that's mitam chinuch, they're not obligated. The one mitzvah that a father has to do for his son, not mitam chinuch, that he has to do for his son right away at the beginning, and not everyone is shaykh to pigeon a bed, of course, but every Jewish male comes into the world. Bris Mila, now again, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Isha is kamad de miyalei dam. Now this gets to the fact that a woman's already complete. A woman is already complete. She already has a sense of completion. And it's all aligned with Adam and Chava. Adam lost a piece of himself. He's not complete. A woman is already complete. She's already made complete. Kamad Mile Dami. She's like a Nolan Maltz, as if she already had a Bismila. Women come out, they're more complete than the males. But why is it that the boy has a mitzvah now, a mitzvah pratis, that the Torah is gozer, and you have to do this mitzvah right away. Why isn't it 13 years in one day, like Yishmael? Why right away? Writes the Yoruch HaShulchan, Aval Iker mitzvah zu, Adal yedei a mitzvah nichnas lekedushas klal Yisrael, v'nichnas tachas kafei Hashchina. And you're bringing the Jewish newborn male into the holiness of klal Yisrael, underneath the wings of the Shechina. V'zeh gazra Torah demiyad kishenolat ish Yisrael, yikanis v'bris hakedusha, and that's called bris shel Avraham Avinu, which means what? It's not a bracha on the mitzvah bris milah. The bracha on the mitzvah bris milah is our mitzvah smila.
That's the
mole is making the bracha, or if the father would be doing it. Over Las Yos, and he says a bracha on the mitzvah, and it's classified as a birchas mitzvah, like every other birchas mitzvah. And what's the father's bracha of Nachnisus to Barusa Shalavra Mavino? He says as follows: how yes, we'll make the bracha like every other mitzvah. Then we make the bracha on that which Hashem commanded the father. Lahachnis Yelid Yisrael Miyom Shenolad Tachas Kanfe Yeshkinah Veloke Chola Mitzvahs. Every other mitzvah, the son is not obligated until he's a gadol, until he's 13 years in one day. And for all that's a milam of Archon Brochus, we're not making it on Bris Milo. Elosh Aya de Mitzvah Zu, and Nechnas Nefesh Zetachas Kanfe Yashchino, and Nechnas Bebris Klai Yisrael, Shizo Bris Hashal Avram Avinu. We're taking the child and bringing him into the Bris of Avram Avinu to show what? Avram Avinu was Avram Ivri. He separated himself from all the nations of the world. And this is a means of highlighting and demonstrating we're separating this newer male. He's different. His neshama is different, and his goof, his body is different. In fact, they asked Rav Aaron Kohler years ago about certain medical ideas, and Rav Aaron said, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said a similar thing, that you can't, Jews don't follow the statistics of the world. We have a different body, just like we have a different neshama. All the statistics, and they, many people say, and Sloan and different cancer hospitals, a lot of what goes on, Jews, something, this is clearly a different hashkacha. Obviously, we're tachas kanfe yashchino, but we have a different body. We have
women who are married to men who are circumcised. Cancer of the cervix is just about non-existent.
And there are many, and many other studies have also done, and that circumcision, all the different benefits of circumcision. It's a different metzius. So therefore, right there, Chashokhan, there's a separate bracha on this new found mitzvah called bring your son into Brisa Shalav Ramino, and you bring him into the Shechina. But it's still more than that. All right, it's the Yalkut Shemoni. The Medrash tells us, Parshas Lech Lecha, this week's Parsha, it's talking about Avraham Avinu, of course, giving himself this week's Parsha, the Bris Milah, and about 100 different answers why Avraham Avinu, who kept the whole Torah before it was given, Yom HaChavches Kedushim Pebeis, why did he wait until the Tzivot to give himself Bris Milah? Okay, so many different answers. But now that he gave it, we have fascinating Midrashim. Listen to this Lashon. Mikana Talomeit, Shekomi Shumagish Espino Lemilo, anyone who brings his son to Bris Milo, Kiilo Koin Godo Makriv Minchoso, Unisoho Agabe Hamasbeach. It's Doma to what it's comparable to the Kohen Gadol, bringing his korban on the Mizbeach. We know the Sandik who holds the baby, he's mamish, he's the Mizbeach. It's doma to the Ketoris, but he's mamish, doma to the Mizbeach, because the child is like a korban mikan. Amru chayv adam lasas mishtav esimcha, biyosa yom shezach limos bano. It's kilo, he's bringing a korban. This child is like a korban. Amar chabo, welcome the korban, welcome the Kedusha. All right, Yisocha Yaakovson in this 5-volume sentence of Bina, where he talks about the sources of various nuschos and tefillah, and he brings a siddur of the Derech HaChayim of Rav Yaakov Elisa, and he has the nusach as follows: Achakach Yamor Amol v'Yispal Tefillah. When the mole finishes the Bris Milah, he says this tefillah. We many are not knowing to do it. Ribono Shel Olam, he yirotz him of anecha sheyizeh choshev umerutzu umekubal kilu hikrav tiu lefnei chisich v'decha. I treat it as if I was makriv this child as a korban. Fascinating. Asfardim, he says there are certain nuschos in a Seder Tfilos HaChodosh, a Keminig Asfardim, published in 1966, and they say the nusach, Yehidam Animo Bekal Emune, a Kereach Nichoach Ishel Hashem, and the dam should be like a Kereach Nichoach, like a korban. Amar Chabo, welcome the korban. But we're not just saying welcome the korban. Amad, there's an idea of welcoming the korban. And it's still more than that. Right, Rav Yaakov Emdin, and a Sefer Migdal Oz, he brings a Sefer, a Kabbalah Sefer, called Sod Hashem. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, when the child comes into the Bris Milah, he's coming by being accompanied by Memtes Sharei Bina, a Memtes Sharei Bina, and the Neshama, the Ruach, of Eliyo Hanavi. Eliyo Novi is not just coming when we set up Kisei Eliyo, and then Kisei Eliyo, and now Eliyo Novi comes. All right, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Neshem, the Sod Hashem, and the Ruach, the Neshama of Eliyo Novi comes together with the Bris Milah when we bring in the boy. That's another reason we're standing up. We're not just standing up for the child. I was standing up for Eliyo Novi. It's a famous Maisa, and that I've said over in the past, was Shlomo Kluger. Our Shlomo Kluger was once by a Bris, and of course, he was a Go Nifla. He wrote tons of Sfarim. He was also an experienced Moel. And he saw, he came to the bris on time, and they were delaying. They were waiting for the bris. I says, what are you waiting for? I said, well, we'll tell you the truth. Rav Shlomo Kluger, they said, you know, the child has a great-grandfather, and he's well into his years, and he's mamash gosis, he's about to die. So we figured, instead of doing the bris milah right away, let's wait a couple of minutes, and wait a little bit of time, and wait until he dies, and then we'll give him the schus of naming the great-grandson after the great-grandfather. Shlomo Kluger said, Meshugoyim. I says, give me the knife. I give him the knife, and he takes the knife, and he goes in and he does the bris milah, and he mamash walks in and he does the bris milah. They said, what are you doing? He says, don't you understand? We want the great grandfather not to die and give that. We want him to have refuah shleima. Ella, what do you tell me? He's a ghost. He says, of course. He needs a miraculous recovery. Who's the only one who can heal him? Ella Yonavi. And now we can't stop, go to a hospital and say, Ella Yonavi, can you please heal this person in Sloan? You can't bother. You and I can't bother Ella Yonavi. We don't have the schus of Gilo Yelio. But once he has to come anyway, because he has to come to every bris milah, and once he's here, you can bother him. So Shlomo Kluger said, let me do the bris right away. Once we start the bris, and say Baruch Haba, Elio has to come in once he's here. Okay, now that we finished the bris, Elio, here, before you go back, do me a favor, heal the great-grandfather, and Kachava. I finished the bris milah, they said a tefillah together, and the great-grandfather was miraculously healed. That's Elio Novi. So it doesn't stop happening. There's a famous maysa, Rav Elio Lopian. His wife was deathly ill, and Rav Elio Lopian was told by the doctors, there's no cure. We can't do anything for your wife. She's going to die. So they're at home together. They're waiting out the final days. All of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, and it's an old man. And Rav Elio Lopian opens up the door, and the old man says, I want you to go out to such and such a field. I want you to pluck out these certain grasses, and I want you to put together the following concoction, and you're going to give it to your wife to drink, and she's going to have refuah shleima. Says, who's this old man? You know, what do I have to lose? A guy knocks on my door, he knows about my wife is sick. He's giving me an answer. What do I have to lose? I'll do it. I goes out to the field, puts together a concoction, gives it to wife to drink, and sure enough, his wife has a miraculous recovery. So he figures, well, he says, it must be. So he looks all over town. Maybe he was an old man. Maybe he was someone who was a retired doctor, a medicine man, something. And Chacham Hasim on him, and he goes all over town looking. He says, do you know who the old man was? He says, no, I don't know who the old man was. I don't know who he was. Can't figure it out. He says, it must be. He had Eli Yonavi. So anyway, that year, Kedarka B'Kodesh, he would go to the Imri Emes, to the Ger Rebbe. Every year before Rosh Hashanah, Rav Eli Yolopiyam would get a bracha from the Ger Rebbe. So he goes into the Ger Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I'm here for my bracha before Rosh Hashanah. He says, well, Eli, you don't need a bracha from me. He says, of course I need a bracha. That's why I'm here. He says, anyone who is Zocha to Gilo Eli Yonavi, he doesn't need a bracha from me. Rav Eli Yolopiyam says, in that case, if you knew that I had Eli Yonavi and nobody ever told you, that's a person I want to get a bracha from before Rosh Hashanah. If I didn't tell you the mice and you knew it, that's the, I want to get a bracha from. Okay, so these things happen. In fact, I had a couple of weeks ago, I had a dream. I don't know what pshat is in this, but I had a dream. And I was dreaming that I went back to hear shiur by my Rebbe Ritzvi Berkowitz. And I'm sitting in the shiur, and there's a beautiful looking old man sitting right to my left. I still have an image of him right now as I speak. A beautiful, beautiful man with a nice flowing white beard. And not a picture of any picture of a gadol that I know. That's not the pshat. Oh, I was staring at pictures of gadolim. I look at him and I said to him, oh, you're here also for Ritzvi Berkowitz shiur? I said, yes, I'm here. But I said, who are you? He says, I'm Yecheskel HaNavi. I don't know. So I saw my Rebbe at a chasana a couple weeks ago. I said, Rebbe, I want to tell you a dream that I had. It's going to sound crazy. Don't worry. And they're not getting me that crazy in the white show yet. Don't worry. And they're not spiking my drinks at night. I don't know. Maybe I'm hallucinating. I said, but maybe this Asper had a dream. I said, Rebbe, maybe you were learning Sefer Yecheskel recently. He says, I'm not learning Yecheskel. I'm not teaching Yecheskel. He says, he started to laugh. He says, and maybe you look into some of your notes by one of the drushes you said recently. And maybe you quoted a pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel, and that's why it's in your mind. I said, even if it's in my mind, but I don't know what Yecheskel looks like. I don't know. Maybe it's Yecheskel. Maybe not. Maybe we'll find out after when Mashiach comes. We'll find out what Yecheskel Navi looks like. But here, people stop. We don't know. We don't know what people look like. Anything can happen. Knock upon him. That's the idea of Elio Novi coming. Baruch Habo, we're going to stand him not only for the Tino. The Ruach of Elio comes to every single bris. Why? The famous Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni says it's Ephraim Elohim. When Elio was criticizing Klal Yisrael, look at these Avrayonim. Oh, the Avodah Zarah, Hashem says, yes, but look how they do Bris Milah. I'm going to send you to every single Bris Milah. And you're going to go to every Bris Milah. How does he go when you have 20 Bris Milahs on a day? In fact, I read an article a couple months ago. Ruchaim Kanevsky set a record. He was Sadik at 7 Brisim on one day. One morning. Sadik at 7 Brisim in one morning. That, if you're invited to be Sadik, it's Mamash Dolam Mizbech, and it's a school of Prashiris, and a lot of other things we'll talk about. That we'll talk about Kvater, and everyone says Kvater, school of Fabonim, believe it or not, there's no actual Makor, and it says it's school of Fabonim. I'm going to talk about where that came from. And different things in Bris Milah might be different schools for different things. And Rechaim Kineski, Rabbi Yoshua, it's 7 Bris in one day. So Eli Yonovi has to go to, how does he make it? Elio can fly pretty quickly. How does he go to every single Pesach Seder? I can't ask Kashas on a Malach. A Malach, you go fly. Pesach Seder and Bris Milah, he comes to every single one. The big question that we asked a few years ago was, what's going on here? He comes to every Bris Milah. We understand the Yalkut says that when it comes to Bris Milah, here you see how they're machnis the children tachas kanfei yeshchina. You're criticizing Klai, so look at the mitzvah they do, and like the Gemara says, they do it b'simcha. I'm going to make you come to every Bris. Why does he have to come to every Seder? And we even know the fifth cup, as the Vilna Gaon tells us and others, they basically, fifth cup is Kenegas Kosel Yol. He's going to be machri of the Suffolk, whether machui even fifth cup, it's only never come. So why is he coming? The answer is obvious. What's Lela Seder? It's Zman Agula. Who's the Mavasar Agula? Who's getting it already? Elionovi. But we asked the kasha, and it's a kasha that a number of Sfarim I saw asked, when does Eliyahu HaNavi come at the Seder? Bris Milah, he comes right at the beginning. Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba, Gematria 8, Baruch Ha, Animo L'Shmaino, and Eliyahu HaNavi comes in. That's why, what does the Mole do right afterwards? Where the Zohar says, we say, a Pasuk from Tehillim, Samachai Hei, Ashri Timchus Sekar V'Yishkun Chatzirecho, and then you have an Erzol, Shema Yisol, Shemelech HaNashem, and most don't have the Minig, but what does, come on, everybody have the Minig? The Mole says, Vayda B'Shem Moshe Lema, Pinchas Ben Olas Ben Aaron HaKoyin, and we go to the Pinchas. What are we bringing in Pinchas? Because Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. And he's here. He just came in with the child, right, of Yaakov Emden. And then Hashem Eliyahu is coming in. So when does he come in? At the beginning. So we're starting a Seder. Shouldn't it follow the parallel to Bris Milah? Let Eliyahu HaNavi come in at the beginning. And what's going on over here? So he said, I saw the answer in a sefer. Maybe it was I don't remember. I think I saw in a sefer that when do famous kasha? When do we open up the door and welcome Eliyahu at the end of the seder? Shulchamaschalagai. And why don't we open the door at the beginning of the meal, especially when we start out the meal? Halach ma'anyo kol dichman yesav yechol kadusha yesav yisach. Everybody come out. What do? We all sit down. We're all comfortable on the seder. The door's closed and it's locked, and the windows are all shut. Everybody come in. Everybody. There's no loudspeaker on the outside of the house. Nobody can hear you. And no one can hear you outside in the street. And you're basically playing a game. Everybody's invited. You should have reminded them in shul already. Once you get home now, everyone's invited. And you know what we should do? Open up the door at the beginning of the meal. Invite in the Netzrochim and the Aniyim. And when you open up the door, Eliyahu HaNavi will come in. And the answer is, Chazal say we don't want you to open up the door. You know what's going to happen if we all open up the door at the beginning of the Seder? This is a night when we have the Gros says more mitzvahs than any other night of the year. 64 mitzvahs. Sitz mamash a holy night. Many men put on the kittel. We're going to open up the door. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to look outside and say, hey, wait a second. My neighbor's got a fancier house than I do. Oh, wait a second. He's got a nicer car than I do. Oh, wait a second. Look at them. Look at how they're so happy in their house. Oh, look at the show. They have a better location on the block than we do. And you're going to start looking around. You're going to start getting jealous. Not going to come. He's not going to come if you're jealous. After a Seder, after you finished the Seder and you went through the Seder and your mom was like a Malach Hashem and you went through the Pesach Seder and you were being Mekayim all the 64 mitzvahs and you raised your level of Kedusha and you finished eating and you made all the brachas v'chulei. When you finished everything, then you can open up the doors. No one's going to be jealous. And it doesn't matter what car they have, what house they have, what clothing they're wearing, etc. What's going on in their home? Eliyahu says, now you got it. Now you got it. Now open the door. Now I'm coming in. Only at the end of the meal. That's when I'm going to come in, when you're holding my damn Madrega. That's why he's coming in at the end. Bris Milah. It comes in at the beginning, and thus, and this is when he became, writes the Pirkei Lozer in chapter 47, writes, the Tayyinus of Zeal, he became Eliyahu HaNavi in this Maisa, the Maisa Mesiris Nefesh, and that's when he mamash became Eliyahu HaNavi. He became Eliyahu HaNavi in this Maisa, Amar Kodeshuk Le'Avram Avinu, Selag Lefanu Ve'yetamim, and this is the idea of getting to our Shlemus, we get to the Shlemus Ayyidei Bris Milah. So just as we close, as my parents are also going to catch a flight to Eretz Yisrael, the Met Hashem. As we close, and as much for a bris, Hamas for a bris, and Yoni Diyoma, Shkoch Hashem never disappoints. So as we close, We're going to go through the various nuschos. Obviously, talk a little more about the nusach lachnis and shabrusus lavramino and the nusach kenikaris and the mayachai. Why do we repeat it? And what's the idea of all these words in the kriyas Hashem? What about Yitzchok and Yitzchok? Why is one with the sin and one with the tzadi? What's that all about? We don't know how to spell Yitzchok's name. How many names did he have? So we have a lot to talk about, but just very quickly, because it's no gaya. Hashem shenich is the bris. Kenikaris tolu chumasitam. Why was Pinchas Uli Yonavi? Why is he the malach bris? Because mesiras nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. How do we start Yiddishkeit? We bring the boy in. It's Mesiras Nefesh. It's very tough for parents to watch the pain. We don't even say Shasimchem B'Ma'ona, writes the Gemara Ksuvah Tav Chesam and Aleph, Menei Tzora Diyanuka. Again, Shechyanu, where it's a soul different than Hagim. But we don't say Shasimchem B'Ma'ona. Why? It's a Gemara Yisimcha. The Yavka told us you have to be Yisimcha. And the Gemara says in the Dharm, the Mishnah Parah Gimel, we were Makabal this with Simcha. Yigim Abris, the Torah says, what is it? Tzora Diyanuka. Why? Why do we start out the first mitzvah pain? Isn't the Torah Drachen Achinoam? And the idea is we start at Mesiras Nefesh. Who's the Malach HaBris and why did Pinchas get transformed into Leonavi? Because he put his life in line Mesiras Nefesh. That's how much he values Hashem Yisbruch more than he values his own life. He values doing mitzvahs more than he values his own pain, his own suffering. Even though there was a chash that they were going to kill him, torture him, whatever it was. Our father, parents bring the child into the bris. How does he come in? Mesiras Nefesh. Geshem Shinnach Zabris, and we come based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Keflam and Zayin Amad Beis. What do we all say? Geshem Shinnach Zabris, Akeni Kodesh, the Torah, the Chubba, Master Tov, and what's the idea? How does the child come into the Bris? Ayadei. To borrow Churchill's, tears, toil, blood, and sweat. Tears, toil, blood, and sweat. Mesiras Nefesh. And the child's crying, the mother's looking in the Esos Noshim, it's so hard. How can we do it? Whatever, Drachen Achinoam. Turns his Amish to, we're living for you. You gave us a mitzvah. We're going to do it with Simcha, even though it causes pain. Physical, emotional pain. We're going to do it because we do your mitzvahs, even we told Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why Eliyono is the Malach HaBris. Because he was Pinchas who came Eliyahu through Mesiras Nefesh. We tell the child the same way you came into the Bris Milah. Mitoch Mesiras Nefesh, Kainti Kanis, the Torah, the Chuppah, and there are different Gushchos, Mitzvahs, and Masam Taivim. Talk about the different Gushchos in the Rishonim and Achronim, about the way we have it in Shabbos, Keflam, and Zayin. So too, when you approach the Torah and the Mitzvahs, Masam Taivim, that you do in life, doing Mitoch Mesiras Nefesh. Our drum is going to ask, why is it in that order? And why is the order, Kishim Zalas, the Bris, Kainti Kanis, the Torah, the Chuppah, Masam Taivim. First comes Torah, then Chuppah. So maybe I can understand that. Avadrom will say, Torah, what does a father have to teach his son? First writes the Avadrom, Lalamdo Torah, before he gets to Chasana at age 18, Shon Yisrael the Chuppah, first he got to teach the Torah, then comes Chuppah, and then Masam Tovim. Why is Masam Tovim at the end? Masam Tovim should be at the beginning, should be even before Torah. What's going on? That's something we're going to talk about in Mitzvah Hashem next week. But in the meantime, it's got to be Mesiras Nefesh, and that's what Hashem wants, that's what Avram Avinu did, that's what Yitzhak was, that's what everyone's doing, that's Eliyahu the Malach HaBris. It's got to be with the Mesiras Nefesh, and that's what we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we love him and we love our mitzvahs and we do it with simcha even when it hurts, even when it's painful, and we still do it b'leiv shalem.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.